Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Six, five, four, three.
Oh, it's slowing down.
It's slowed. Wait, what's Charles? He's pointing. What's Charles pointing up at?
Charles, what happened? You're 3 feet from the ground.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball, it would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, we're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts, come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything, belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Put your hand over your heart, everybody. This week we're saluting breakfast foods.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, welcome to the show, everybody. Listeners at home, welcome. Welcome you, Terry, to the show. Welcome back, Terry the Temp, everybody. She's temping once again.
I'm so excited to be back. I always have a great time on this show.
Well, we are glad to have you back, Terry. Listeners may be wondering, they may be thinking, now, wait a minute. Isn't there usually some other person on the show that's not Terry? I can't remember his name. It's Kendall, everybody. Kendall's not here this week. He is stuck in an airplane. He went to go visit his wife.
Uh-oh.
You know, Susan, she's always on these business trips, and I don't even know what she does. Frankly, I don't care at this point. But he went to go visit her over in Soviet Georgia just right after New Year's. And they're having some sort of trouble getting out of the country. I don't know what it is, but he's not back. And so Mr. Snodbottom has called in you, Terry. Thanks.
I'm glad I was available.
I can't remember the last 30 seconds of the show. Have I thanked you for coming?
I appreciate it.
Have I welcomed you to the show?
I feel very, very welcome.
Welcome, Terry, to the show. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Listeners, if you're tuning in, you're like, what is this? Who is this? It's not Kendall. Who is that? We don't know. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show. We talk about things every week, like, I don't know, all those things that we've talked about for the past 320 or so shows. We also come on the radio. Do you know this, Terry, that you're being beamed not only coast to coast via the internet into iPods from sea to shining sea? You're also being beamed into the homes of Busheltown citizens at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning via KBSH, that's Rye 99, where they play all the hits, and then on Sunday morning, our show.
Rye 99.
I'm so excited.
She's so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
She's about to lose control. Okay, here we are, everybody. It is a show like no other. Although you might, when I tell you the topic, you might think, well, this is kind of like some other shows. And it is a little bit, but it's
those quite, shows aren't as good.
It's different in a lot of ways, Terry. You know, when you have a long running show, like we do,
uh-huh,
just keeps running, chugging along, you have to repeat yourself. There's no way you can. Talking about saluting. What with that which desperately needs a salute? I'm talking breakfast foods, Terry.
Hallelujah.
What do you say?
I love breakfast foods.
I don't know. I know I've been talking for the last 20 minutes nonstop, but I do want to invite you to also be a part of the show and to, I don't know, share any breakfast-related anecdotes you may have had. Listeners, I don't know if you know this, but Terry is an experienced lady. She's been a temp for many years. She's out on the road, temping here, temping there, temping everywhere. And
true story.
But that's neither here nor there today, Ter. What we're talking about
is breakfast. You know, one time, very recently, actually, I was temping at the Smoky Mountain Pancake House up there near Sevierville, Pigeon Forge area. And that was an amazing temp job, although I'm pretty sure I gained like 20 pounds working there.
Now, when you were working there, what was your favorite thing to make yourself?
To make for myself or to make for the customers?
I assume if I was working at a pancake place, I would just be making things mostly for myself.
Well, I mean, the pancakes are fun and all. I mean, I definitely am also a big fan of the omelet because I feel like it's no holds barred. You can just do whatever you want.
Ooh.
You like, you want a blue cheese covered steak, just throw it in an egg. You got yourself an omelet.
Ooh.
What is the limit?
I don't think that there are. I mean, I personally, I'm not going to, you know, put like candy in my omelet. No. But if that's your thing,
ooh.
Who am I to judge?
Who are we to judge Terry? Let he, without candy in his omelet, cast the first stone.
Let him.
That's a lesson for the new year, Terry, that our listeners need to hear.
Yeah, don't judge people on what they may or may not want in their omelet.
No.
Nobody knows what's going on, least of all Terry and I here in the studio. So if you're at home thinking, what?
And not to go off topic, but I feel like we don't spend enough time. You know, everyone talks about, I know this is past Christmas, but I just feel the need to bring it up. We always talk about great Christmas movies. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
But I feel like we just don't enough recognize the 1980s comedy classic Scrooge as one of the best Christmas movies ever. I just want to go on public record. Even if you're late to the party, people, you have to accept the wonder and magnificence that is Scrooge.
Terry, what do you know? I said Carrie because I'm looking at this. It's a crepe. Crepes. Have you had crepes? Terry.
I have. We didn't serve them at the Pancake House, but I've had them. They're pretty fancy. I always felt that fancies up your breakfast when you throw in some crepes.
Now, I did read a quote in the packet of materials that was faxed over to us from our writers. Our writers, as you might have noticed, Terry, did not make the move with us to Busheltown. There's just simply no room for them in our new studio. So they have faxed us over our materials for the show.
Okay.
But Terry, what I'm asking you is donuts. What about a donut? God.
Donuts are dangerous. They are dangerous because, you know, people always say potato chips, you can't eat just one. That's how I feel about donuts.
No, I cannot eat just one dozen donuts. I am so fat because of them. They're great. Homer Simpson has got it right, everybody.
Donuts. And everyone loves them.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met a person that hates donuts. And if there is someone out there, I don't keep that to yourself.
Yeah. Did you ever eat the Paula Deen donut hamburger sandwich where she wanted you to have two donuts and that's like your bun for the sandwich?
No. I've never have you?
I've not, but I feel like if it was the last meal situation, I might.
I mean, I'm not opposed to trying anything once.
Hey, we're trisexual. We'll try anything once. Terry, I'm talking about when I'm asking you about breakfast foods and asking you to weigh in on the various foods we've all eaten for breakfast over the years.
But and I like breakfast all the time.
I make it for dinner. Yeah, I love it any time of the day. I love to throw off waitresses order it for lunch.
Oh!
You know, right
when throwing them a curveball.
Right when they switch over at like 11, they start, slinging the burgers. You know, whatever else people eat for lunch.
Fries.
Burgers and fries. They're slinging them. And that's when I say, bowl of Frosted Flakes. For one. Right here. Because I'm always alone. And that's what I eat. Is a bowl of Frosted Flakes. But Terry, I'm asking you this. French toast.
French toast. You know, it's one of those things that I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't love it.
All right, Terry, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you, this is sort of like a psychological exam.
Oh my.
Really, okay? Via breakfast foods.
Okay.
I'm going to just name a breakfast food. You tell me if it is good, you want to eat it, or bad, you want to throw it up, and I'll tell you if you're right or not. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
All right? It's as simple as that. Terry, I'm talking grits.
No good.
Oh, wrong. All right, this is quick game. Hash browns.
Good.
All right, good. Finally. Here we go. All right, Terry, getting in the game here. I'm, of course, talking about a muffin.
Good.
Oh, muffin. Now, what do you think about muffins? Do you think muffins are just cakes masquerading as healthy breakfast options?
I say if that's how they want to live their lives, let them. Because they're delicious. Maybe, maybe not. Again, who are we to judge? Who are we to judge?
Pop-Tarts. Alright, good. Alright, Terry, I want to end on that good Pop-Tart note there. Mr. Snodbottom is signaling us from inside the booth. He's saying, hey, move on. You got a brand new segment. Got a brand new segment we're debuting this week, everybody. If Kendall is still in Soviet Georgia, and he's got Wi-Fi, and he's hearing this episode, somehow he's going to kick himself because he loves to debut a new segment.
Oh!
And it's, hey, Terry's here this week, everybody.
Snooze, you lose.
Everybody at home is excited, as I am. What was I talking about? It's our new segment. I've got a new segment here, everybody. I like to call this segment Rosebud, and you will see why in a second. It's what we're doing. We're trying to get each other to guess a movie title by giving a series of one-word clues. All right? That pretty well sums it up, right?
I think that's very easy to understand.
I think so, too. So we're going to narrow it down here to movies that are out at the theaters now, or current films. To make it a little easier, this first initial airing of our Rosebud movie quiz. And Terry, I'll start.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to give you a series of one-word clues. See if you can guess the current popular film from the clues. All right, here
okay.
we go. Here we go, Terry. I feel like the show has just begun, but it is not. We are well into it. Here we go. Quaaludes.
Next.
All right. Stocks.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. All right. Now, everybody, you see how it works. All right. Here we go. Hit me up, Terry.
70s.
70s. I'm talking Anchorman 2.
No.
No.
Undercover.
Undercover. I'm talking American Hustle.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. It is so weird, everybody. I've got to say, if Kendall, if you're listening, he will agree, everybody. It's odd that I play a game show where other people get answers correct. Yeah. Nanny.
Oh, I know it, but I don't know the name, so give me the next.
Okay. Mickey.
Oh, is it Saving Mr. Banks?
It is.
Okay. I had to think of the actual name of it.
It is. Our listeners are loving this. Sometimes you can just tell, Terry, from this side of the microphone. You can just tell the listeners are loving it. They're thinking, hey, got to write this in my diary tonight. Great new segment on Living Kindle Coast to Coast.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend, everybody.
Okay. 60s.
I'm talking, I don't know.
New York.
New York. I don't know.
Folk.
Oh, is this Inside Llewyn Davis?
Correct!
All right. Hold on. Hold on for one more day, because we'll be right back after this. Terry, we'll be right back with old segments that people know and love.
Can't wait.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Are you hungry? Hungry as a gremlin? Here's gremlin cereal.
Gremlins, gremlins, bite after bite. What a tasty way to satisfy a gremlin appetite.
Gremlins is a deliciously sweet, crunchy cereal that satisfies the hungry little gremlin that's in all of us.
Gremlins, gremlins, bite after bite. What a tasty way to satisfy a gremlin appetite.
Gremlin cereal is part of this complete breakfast.
Gremlin, yum yum.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back, listeners. We had hope you didn't get too bored waiting for us to come back. I know it's hard.
It is hard. It's hard for the listeners to be away, Terry. You know, they worry sometimes during the commercial break. Will they come back? Will they eat themselves into a coma again?
Uh-oh.
Definitely is the answer to that. But hopefully, not until after the show is the asterisk that follows that. And so... We're back to talking about breakfast foods, back to being here in Busheltown, back to life, back to reality.
Oh my.
Pardon me, Terry. I know Terry's been there, seen it all, done it all, but it's still disgusting when somebody belches right in your face.
Meh.
And then, has anyone else ever belched in your face in the course of your travels?
Well, it's not so much belched in my face, but I have temped. I temped at a morgue. I did some undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little mortuary work, and you know, that's dead bodies, they get a little gassy.
Do they, when you were dealing with them, were they always like expelling that death gas?
Sometimes, yeah, it depended. I mean, but it happened, and it was not pleasant.
I can only imagine, and you know, one odd fact that goes along with that, our producer, Mr. Snodbottom, he's the only person that the doctors have ever found to expel that death gas while he's still alive.
Oh my, he's going to be something else when he's dead.
We can all only just wait and see. What we're doing now, Terry, you may be wondering what that strange sound off in the distance is. Well, it is a text.
Oh my.
And who is it from but the kids? And what are they doing but saying to us the new slang phrases they're tossing around on the street? Terry, it's time for what the kids are saying.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, Terry, why don't you start us off and tell us something that the kids have been texting you?
Well, first of all, there's this saying, praise Google Christ.
Oh.
And apparently, I found out that it's when, you know, you put your troubles at the feet of the almighty Google and you find yourself a miracle.
Oh, I believe in a miracle. You know that song, everybody? I'm waiting for a miracle. Anybody out there? Do you know the song, Tare?
Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
Yes. That's how it goes. That's it. Terry got it. All right, got anyone guess? here we go. This is what the kids have been texting me.
What have they been saying?
Oh my God, Terry.
Little nuts.
I don't know why they're saying it. They're saying sewage fart.
Oh,
another reference to Mr. Snodbottom and his irritable bowels. Kendall.
It's all right. Just stab it.
I'm talking to you, Terry, here in the studio. I'm talking to listeners at home, and I'm talking to Kendall, who's also listening. Kendall, sewage farts. That's when you're blasting such a disgusting, rotten, shit-smelling fart. Terry, it just causes people to believe there is a sewer leak in the area.
Oh, my!
Terry, what else have the kids been...
Well, there's this new... Hobosexual.
Hobosexual.
All right, and apparently it's the opposite of a metrosexual. It's someone who cares little for one's own appearance. Say, like, maybe Michael Moore or Peter Jackson.
Or Cliff and Kendall.
Or historical example, John the Baptist.
Uh-huh. Just a big, fat slob, big piece of shit walking around. Yeah. There you go. Terry, finally, what the kids are saying, they're saying dinner sweats.
What?
Have you had the dinner sweats, Terry?
Maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of poop and dinner, it's when you... Dinner sweats are when you hold in a poop at the dinner table for so long that you just start to sweat.
Oh, my.
Just sweat, sitting there, pit stains and all. I know Kendall and I have had the dinner sweats, but oftentimes it's just because we're eating.
And your body's like, I gotta get this out.
And our bodies are just saying, there's far too many toxins coming in that we can get rid of. And so they just push them out our pores, just splashing out. It's disgusting. Terry, that's all the kids are saying this week.
It's been informative, I think.
It's been very informative. Thanks, kids, for doing it.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Couldn't have done it without you, kids.
Your newfangled words.
Terry, tell me honestly. Have you ever heard an episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast from January before?
No.
No. That's okay. Don't feel bad. Almost every person on Earth where they ask the same question would have the same answer.
Oh, okay.
So don't feel bad. But since you've never heard a January episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, you wouldn't know that this is definitely a real tradition that we do every January. It's where I sing a beautiful song and I just share some perfect pitch with the world. Brighten a dark night with a beautiful melody. It's what I like to do, Terry. I am a talent powerhouse. Kendall's not quite come to terms with having a co-host that is a mega talent, just like I am. With perfect pitch. It's like a bird. It's like a bird just flew in to my throat, everybody, and just tries to get out every time I sing. And what I want to do, Terry, I'm just going to sing a beautiful song while Mr. Snowbottom is asleep over there, which is also normal. Don't worry. He's frequently asleep when he's not giving off death gas.
Sometimes he does both at the same time.
He has been known definitely to do both at the same time, amongst other things. So here we go, Terry. And since you're here temping, why don't you just join me?
I would love to. I temped once at a nightclub for 6 months.
For 6 months? I would have loved to have seen that. If you ever do it
Reno.
Again.
It was in Reno.
You're going to have to tell me all about it after this.
I will. I have photos.
Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand, somewhere on my behind.
Treat me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me, you can just spank me.
Some guys like to sweet talk, and others they like to tease. Tie my hands behind my back and ooh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't slobber me with kisses, I can get that from my sisters. Before I get too cranky,
you better like hanky panky.
Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchiefs, I don't wanna cry, I just wanna hanky panky like hanky panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchiefs, I don't wanna cry, I just wanna hanky panky guy. Ooh.
Oh.
Please don't call a doctor, 'cause there's nothing wrong with me.
I just like things a little rough, and you better not disagree.
'Cause I don't like a big softy.
No,
I like someone mean and bossy. Let me speak to you frankly.
You better like hanky-panky. Nothing like a good spanky.
Don't take out your handkerchiefs. I don't wanna cry. I just wanna hanky-panky like hanky-panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out your handkerchiefs. I don't wanna cry. I just wanna hanky-panky, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, what about?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that's interesting.
My bottom hurts just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me. You better like
hanky-panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out the handkerchiefs. I don't want to cry. I just want to hanky-panky like hanky-panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't take out the handkerchiefs. I don't want to cry. I just want a hanky-panky guy.
Oh,
oh, hey, baby.
Get the picture. I don't want to cry. I just want to. That's the way she came into this world. The doctor said, lady, she's a beautiful girl.
He gave me a spanky and the doctor smiled.
So give it up, honey, 'cause I want it.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, Terry, that was amazing. Thank you for...
Yeah, you're welcome. Time of my life.
I did too. Well, thank you for just like getting on the vehicle with me. We're still on the track. Do you understand the metaphor?
I get it.
Does anybody understand this show? Someday, Terry, a graduate student, will write their master's thesis, and they'll crack
they
the
should.
Code. They'll crack the code, and what they'll find at the heart of the show, like that goo that's in the middle of a Cadbury egg, at the heart of our show, it's pretty fucking stupid, is the truth. Terry, and that's what brings me to our next segment, our final segment today. It's Kendall's stupid questions, and instead of me answering them, oftentimes our listeners, they just look forward to those because it's a time when Kendall really asks me the deep questions, and they get to learn more about me. But I'm going to turn the tables, since we've got a wonderful guest in the booth here in the studio today with us, everybody. I'm going to ask Kendall's stupid questions to you, Terry.
Okay.
We want to know more, as always. First, everybody's always asking. Everybody's asking at you. How did you learn to ride a bicycle, Tear?
Well, you know, my parents, actually, I think this is why I like being on the road so much. I grew up in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so I had to learn how to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. Actually, first thing I learned was a unicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I did a whole unicycle act as a kid. So I actually, though, learned how to ride a bicycle from circus folk and carnies.
Wow. See everybody, what great insights we're getting here, all via these stupid questions. I love it, Terry. Thank you for sharing that with us. Here's another stupid question coming your way. What was the worst whooping or punishment your parents ever did give you?
Oh, well, that also would have taken place in the circus. I got caught with the strong man.
Mm.
And my dad wasn't very happy about that.
Mm.
So that was probably the worst whooping I ever got. Mm. Worst.
Oh, tear.
Brought down the hammer pretty hard.
Oh, tear. Oh, tear. One last stupid question here for you as we wind up the day. I cannot believe the show is winding down.
I can't either. I feel like I just got here.
I feel like we just got here.
We only just begun.
We've only just begun to live. Terry, what is one thing that you constantly think about
Well, other than what most of us constantly think about. I'm talking about sex, folks.
Oh.
I would say I always think about if I'm going to be temping forever, or if maybe one day I will find that perfect place that I meant to be.
All right. Now, I appreciate you opening up. I will open up to the listeners a little bit. I don't know if anybody could ever even guess this. I don't know if we've ever even mentioned it on the show before or not, but I do think a lot about how fat I am. Just constantly. Just a constant right there in your face. If you can think of something that's always in your face, everybody, that's what my fat is. Mostly because my face is so fat that it's around my area of vision. I can't really get away with it. Alright, everybody, that is the end of Stupid Questions for today. That's it. That's all the time we have for Stupid Questions. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. We should have to move on. And that's what's so sad, Terry. It's a moving new year. On. Yeah, moving on with life. Moving on with whatever. Just moving on.
Moving past
it. Moving past it. Get it going. Move past it, everybody.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Oh, we did a show called Get Over It once, and it was fantastic. Look that one up in the archives, everybody. Look that one up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. We barely scratched the surface of breakfast, and for that, I'm truly sorry.
We got a little off track.
We got a little off track, Tare, but we're going to get it back here at the end. I've got a few things to tell you. If you are looking for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, why don't you head straight to the internet, to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Why don't you search on over to twitter.com/cliffandkendall. How about facebook.com/cliffandkendall. How about calling our fat line at 818-308-4FAT, leaving us a voicemail about whatever. Just whatever, Terry.
Just open us. Open up. Let it all loose.
Pretend it's the real world confessional. Just let it all out. Let your freak flag fly. Another callback to the classic episode. What a show. This is the show. If people are thinking maybe the show's about to start once whatever this is ends.
No, this was the show.
This was it. Terry, drama is very important in life. You have to come on with a bang. You never want to go out with a whimper. Everything can have drama if it's done right. Even a pancake. And who was known to say that, but who? Julia Child.
Oh, words of wisdom.
Constantly. She's a wonderful lady. I know you've got a quote to share with us there that the writers have faxed in.
All happiness depends on a leisurely breakfast. Mr. John Gunther said that.
Oh, John.
Wise words, Johnny boy.
You said something true when you said that. Tara, right before we end the show, I do want to offer you these are caramel nipple surprises. They're from the Erotic Bakery down there.
Oh, my. I've heard all about these.
Yeah, they're caramel nipple surprises.
Mmm.
And they are surprising, right?
That combines two things I love, caramel and nipples.
And they are a surprise because the surprises, they taste like nipples and not caramel. But I like them. Anyway, and this has been Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, no matter what you think about it. And I'm Cliff.
And I'm Terry.
And Terry the Champ, thank you for being here. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And we'll see you next week. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.